This is what it sounds like when you switched off the sounds of Piazza San Marco. Silence. Artificially achieved by moving the faders in my editing program. No, actually. Let me start way back with André, my photographer boyfriend. We had met in Berlin, but he was Australian. He still is an inspired photographer. Back then, he was using a toy camera, a plastic camera that took medium format film. And his camera was a Diana, patched with black gaffer tape. But in a way that no matter how much gaffer tape he put, there was always a faint hint of light leaking inside. And the pictures he took were literally out of this world. Anyway, I knew that André would have loved Venice, and he did. I remember how amazed and delighted he was, how he wandered for hours looking for just the perfect light, just the perfect frame. And I remember how André set the alarm at an impossible early hour in order to be able to take a picture of Piazza San Marco without tourists around. Well, it didn't work. André came back to the pensione in a terrible mood because even at that early hour, San Marco Square had way too many tourists. I have been back to Venice many times since, and I have to admit that no matter the time, no matter the season, Venice is still the same old amusement park with hordes of tourists. Always. Also, I thought, well, no one could have ever anticipated COVID-19 and what it meant, what it means for those hordes of tourists crowding Venice, no matter the time, no matter the season. Because, you see, the Venice that welcomed me on my last trip just a few weeks ago was unrecognizable. There weren't many people around when I arrived, but it was late at night and I didn't think that it was strange. I didn't notice anything peculiar even when I managed to get a bite to eat before the trattoria closed. There were only locals at the other tables, but what the heck? And then morning came and I actually had to go towards Piazza San Marco, which I didn't particularly fancy because, you know, San Marco Square. Imagine my surprise when I found myself inside an empty piazza. And it was a Sunday, well after 9 a.m. Not even
I was
pigeons.
The only living thing.
No Chinese
no
tourists
street vendors.
Following the tour guide's umbrella. Nothing.
Niente.
And I started noticing the same pattern everywhere. And talking with the locals, they confirmed that with all the travel restrictions, there weren't any tourists coming to Venice, which means shops closing down, lots of for rent, for sale signs, and lots of people shaking their heads. And yet,
it is really priceless, the luxury of crossing Piazza San Marco, feeling that you could be the last human being on Earth.